Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Harvest. We're so glad you're able to join us today, and we hope that today's program honors our Lord by blessing you with information and inspiration today. I'm Hans, and I'm seated next to my partner in crime, Amy.
Okay, that's a new title. I think I earned that this morning, though. So,
and then some.
And then some. Little behind-the-scenes insight, and as we're getting ready for the show and talking about strategy. And actually, this particular show is going to be, I hope, particularly inspirational to everyone. And it's probably one of the most important shows that we are to do. So we, first of all, as always, want to thank Senior Provisions. Senior Provisions is our host and sponsor for the show. And they are a family-owned and faith-based senior care placement agency. So they have advisors that personally guide families through different senior care options, making recommendations based on their very specific needs and giving them some trusted resources. All of that service is no cost to families. So at the end of the show, we're going to give you a website and a phone number and hope that you all would reach out to us with any of your senior care questions. And who knows, we might actually even sponsor use that question on our show and answer it live on the air. So there is no question that we have learned over the 8 years in business. There is no question that is too strange or too off the wall to ask, because we've been asked them all. So thank you, Senior Provisions.
Well, over the last few weeks, and we'll continue on with different segments relating to this, we've highlighted our homebound visitation training. It's called Bringing the Harvest Home. And last week, we reviewed the mission of the training and how we are all called and all given spiritual gifts and the importance of being equipped to do that and having the heart to do that. And then we also talked about ways of avoiding ministry burnout. A lot of our audience is in ministry, and it's no news to them that the volunteers are usually the same 5-10% of the body, and they're doing 90-95% of the ministry. So ministry burnout is a very important thing to discuss and give some tools to strengthen you and bolster that. Today we are doing the most important part of the training, and that is the aspect of affirming and sharing of faith with the elderly that you are ministering to. And the foundation of that is, of course, the foundational scripture that I think everyone starts off memorizing, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
I love that. I think it's one of the first scriptures that our children memorized. Mm-hmm. And what a truth to hide in your heart. And what a truth that those going out doing homebound ministry, or for, as we always say, the caregivers in the home caring for their loved one, there is no better care, activity, conversation, no more important of a mission than to affirm someone's faith in God, the hope in Christ. And we're going to talk a little bit about the steps of doing that, some of the obstacles, that we hear from volunteers when we do training, and then ways to overcome those obstacles, and ultimately, what your resources are when you get those tough questions of faith. So we kind of start with some of the obstacles. And I think when you sign up for volunteering, you say, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to visit Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, and or I'm going to go over to the nursing home and volunteer. Mm-hmm. And you have this full heart, and the goal is to be the hands and feet of Christ, show them love, take interest in their life. So I'm going to challenge you, if you're listening and you are a pastor or you're a lay minister, you're a Stephen minister, and you have been reaching out for months to an individual and you have yet to share your faith in Christ with them, your testimony of when you met Christ, or have had any kind of affirmation conversation about their faith and where they are in their faith journey, I'm going to challenge you right now. You can do better. And we are all called to do better, mm-hmm. to minister to the most important aspect of their life.
Luke 9:20. Who do you say I am?
Absolutely. And we firmly believe as believers that Jesus asked that of his disciples, but he asked that of each and every one of us. And he will at some point in your life. It may be at the end of your life. It may be when you're six, as our son did. It might be when you're in your 40s and you've been doing church and you're sitting there and suddenly you hear it. Who do you say I am?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the biggest responsibility that we have as fellow believers in the family of Christ is helping others to, know that they are affirmed in their faith. And mm-hmm. if they are not walking with Christ and they don't have a belief that he is their personal savior, then let's talk about that.
Well, and we will, and we can talk about the Roman road, and we can talk about the structure of that, but it's no coincidence that in looking at the letters to the churches, help me out, all written by Paul or most written by Paul?
I think most.
Yeah, I think there might be a few by Luke. But they all start off with proclaiming where their identity lies, that here is my story, this is who I am, and I am a servant. A bond servant, I have been paid for at a precious price by Jesus Christ. And that is how almost every single letter starts, is their story. And I think it's a great place to start in any conversation about faith, is sharing your story, sharing your heart, and how, and that it's a bold witness, how we in our flesh and our works will never be righteous.
So let's talk about the fears and the obstacles of doing that. Let's just kind of lay it out there. I think what we hear a lot from our trainees and our volunteers that we're equipping is, I come from a faith tradition or a denomination. We just didn't really talk that much. We're not like you Baptists.
Yeah.
And I laugh at that. We laugh at it because we weren't raised in the Baptist faith. We are now, but that's where our membership lies. But we were raised in very conservative, more kind of traditional denominations. And yes, you didn't.
I think some Baptist pastors might argue about your painting the Baptist faith outside of traditional.
Oh, yeah,
I think they
that's
might
true.
Claim that they're probably more traditional. I mean,
I don't know. Every
we
Baptist
can get a whole denomination debate here, which is not our objective.
Let's just say less evangelical. So more, yeah. I'm going to have my faith. I'm going to have my beliefs. I'm not going to be as outspoken about them. So, just put all of that aside, because that's not what we're called to do. Acts 1:8, we are called to be disciples. We are called to the entire world. We are called to proclaim the good news.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are saved and you have eternal, everlasting life in Jesus Christ, and God loves you and has done that for you, go tell the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's a real concern. It's a real obstacle. Is I don't have that tradition of being as evangelical as some of the other denominations.
Well, and the other one is, I'm shy and I don't want to be outspoken. I'm just by nature not outspoken. That is a very common hurdle for people to have to get through. Another one is I don't want to upset anybody. I don't want to have this, we avoid conversations about religion and politics. And what a shame that banner of religion is put in that, because, you know, we are called to share our faith. We are called to be set apart, and we will upset.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jesus says, "I have come to offend." What I am saying offends.
Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think of the quote that you said this morning. Posted on Facebook.
Oh my gosh. Was it this morning?
It was this morning, yeah.
I remember. It was that I am not called to please men. I cannot be a bondservant. And this was, I think...
Yeah, cannot be a bondservant of Christ and...
Please men. Absolutely. But I think that there's a way that you can get outside of your box. If you're shy, you know, don't stand on the street corner and share the good news. But there are ways that you can one-on-one share your faith.
Another one is, I don't know what to say, and I'm afraid of getting it wrong. Everyone wants to handle the word with such great care and respect, and they're afraid of doing it wrong.
Well, I think what goes along with that is, I'm not a pastor. I didn't go to seminary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? When you become a believer in Christ, it says in Hebrews, you are now a priest.
Mm-hmm.
So you are not excused.
Like those great moments we've had in a couple different churches where the pastor calls out, who amongst you are saints? There's a couple, just a couple shy hands that shoot up. And guess what? We are all called saints.
I love that. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about that Roman road and a simple way to share.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed Mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to The Harvest. Today we are talking about a section of our Bringing Home the Harvest, a homebound visitation training ministry that we have. And today we're talking about the most important component, that is sharing your faith and affirming the faith of the elder you are ministering to. And at this point, we're going to get into the tools and the Roman road of sharing the gospel.
So I challenged everyone on the first section, part of our show, that if you haven't had this conversation, you've been visiting someone for over a year, shame on you, number one. And then, you know, you're forgiven. Let's move on. But here now, you have no excuse. So tomorrow, your next visit, I want you to have a conversation about someone's faith journey. One of the easiest kind of openers is, you know, hey, I've been visiting with you for weeks now, for months now. Tell me about your faith journey. And when you pose it that kind of very non-defensive kind of question, it gives people an opportunity to open up and start to talk about their past and talk about, you know, I was raised in the church, or, you know, I never went to church, or, you know, I have some faith in God. But I don't believe in this or whatever. It begins the conversation. Mm-hmm. And then also a natural thing to say is, you know, I would love to share my faith journey. And I think when you talk about the Roman road, I mean, the book of Romans opens with, I am Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ. I am not knowledge, you know, like Paul could have said it and opened it many different ways. You know, I have all this knowledge, I have all this experience, I have all this training. But basically, he said, listen, I was lost and I was found. Mm-hmm. God loves me. And guess what? God loves you too. So just beginning by telling someone that they are loved by the Almighty God, the creator of this earth, is such an awesome thing to share with someone. And I'm just sitting here thinking, why have I not shared that more myself? Mm-hmm. We need to tell our children every single morning, hey, good morning, sun is shining, and God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know.
I mean, it's just, it defies logic. And we kind of all scratch our heads and go, you know, this is a message I could be delivering with my every breath that, again, God loves you, and he has this gift for you that grants you eternal life.
Yeah. I mean, we work with a lot of seniors. We see a lot of folks at end of life. We see the wrecking that disease has on our mm-hmm. body and our minds. And when you go out and you visit those folks, you know,
they need affirmation.
They need affirmation. Absolutely.
I mean, one of the most common questions we get, and it's great, it's a great witness to us of someone of faith, and we don't even start that conversation. They're bringing it up to us, and it's, why does God still have me here?
Yeah.
What purpose does God have for me now?
Oh, well, that just set me up for John 10:10. So that's the other thing, is God has a plan for each of us for our life. And no matter what age, whether you are 6 years old, whether you are 90 years old, it says in John 10:10, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. And we get that question a lot. You know, I've had a stroke. I can't walk. I can barely talk. Someone's feeding me. I'm incontinent. All of those things that our body is failing and our minds are failing us. It's like, why? Why has God? And I answer it this way. When I am around an older adult, I'll say, God still has purpose for you. It may just be to be a witness and affirm the faith of the caregivers around you. That those coming in to actually help you physically, your faith. We had this conversation with your mom all the time.
Yeah, I just thought of that too. For those of you who don't know, I lost my mom about a month ago, a little over a month. And that was one of the great witnesses for her, and great opportunities that she just embraced, was that now that in this season I am in a hospital for this issue or that issue, I can be a light in the hospital, and I can share my faith and encourage faith and share the gospel with those that are taking care of me. And it was always one of those great moments where it was transformative for her visits. I mean, we would go and visit her and, you know, see how she was doing. And she was telling us about these great people and these great conversations. And, it was, you know, it was a gift to us.
It was. And not to take away from it at all, but there was also some criticism too. You know, you're not feeling well. Sometimes people, you know, can not have the best experience, but she always seemed to be able to turn that around and see the purpose in that hospital stay. And, you know, I think, you know, just to kind of walk down that Roman road, if you're not familiar with this way of presenting the gospel, but, you know, to just share, hey, we all fall short because of our sin. We are all separated from God. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of that glory of God in Romans 3:23. And there's a penalty for that. And that is the wages of sin is death. And if you just stop there,
It's not good news.
No, it's not good news. Not good news at all.
But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
That's Romans 6:23. So we have a gift. And then, I mean, like if I have an awareness that I have fallen short, if I have awareness that, you know, after this life, it's just death. I mean, is that it? But there's a gift. And
yet, while I was still a sinner,
we are forgiven. And then to know that penalty was paid by Jesus Christ in Romans 5:8, that God demonstrates his own love towards us, that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us 2,000 some odd years ago. Mm-hmm. That is good news. Mm-hmm. That is really good news. And then in Romans 10:9, and I said, this is the scripture that was spoken to me before I prayed to receive Christ. Romans 10:9-10. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. You believe in Christ, believe it in your heart, confess it with your mouth, pray it with someone. And for that, and with the heart, one believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So repent of our sins, confess and trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you believe that, you're saved.
For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13.
Hey, what did that take? A minute? Let me look at the clock. Mm-hmm. Okay, 2 minutes, because we talk a lot. 2 minutes.
We.
So, you know, the next kind of thing that we want to tackle is if you have the precious, if the Holy Spirit has opened up someone's heart and you have that precious opportunity to share the gospel and pray with someone, what a blessing to you and to them, or to affirm the faith. You know, there's a lot of hard questions, and someone might have, you know, at a very young age received Christ, believe that they are covered in grace, believe that Jesus did die for them. But here they are at the end of their life, and they're having some major.
Right. Well, the sin of the world is a blinding force. It truly is. And it obscures from time to time, season to season, the truth and the power and the love of God.
Absolutely. I love that. It obscures it, but it's powerful and it'll shine through. So affirming someone's faith. Tell me about your faith. What are your beliefs? Sometimes people think, you know, do you really, like a tough question of faith, do you believe that there's a heaven and hell? Do you believe that there's something after this?
But isn't it interesting that that's not the tact in God's wisdom that he took?
No, you're right.
It's not about a parsing of words. It's not about an orientation or an emphasis. It is, I have a message of love, and I've given you this gift that I've sacrificed my son to die for you so that you may have eternal life through him.
One of the key scriptures I'm looking down at the page here, John 14:2-3, was one that really spoke to your mom in her last days. In my Father's house are many rooms, and if it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, and that is where you may also be. Mm-hmm. What an awesome promise. Mm-hmm. And what a wonderful thing to assure someone. You believe in Jesus. Guess what? He's got a place for you. He's prepared a room for you. And it's like unlike any other room you will ever be in your life. And it's a beautiful place. And it's in your Father's house where there are no tears and death has no sting. Mm-hmm. So I hope that you're inspired and encouraged to get out and share your faith with those that you're visiting with, those that you are caring for. And it's just hard to do justice to this topic in half an hour. But if you have any questions about your own personal walk, please reach out to us. You can reach us at any time at seniorprovisions.com. You can go and call us at 888-979-8783. We would love to talk to you about this and any other senior question you have. And our foundational scripture, I love to share this every week, is Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no better, more loving provision than Jesus Christ himself. God bless you and have a wonderful week.